Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, a broken night, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends that come around, flights and flights of party, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS. Carver High, are you releasing the sheet of integrity this evening on the bench?
There's a good chance of it. I like to wait until Wednesday night.
Whoa.
But there's so many that I'm already confident in that I'm good to go with a few of them tonight.
Oh, so tonight's like a little appetizer, a little taste tester? Like
yeah,
a little wine tasting?
If there's a few that you want to get involved with tonight, we can. But the official sheet of integrity gets released out Wednesday night.
So these are like hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, I mean, these will be part of the sheet. I'm so confident in a couple of these games that I'm ready to rock on them now.
So later tonight, Russell Turner, the head coach of the Anteaters, my boys out in Irvine. You see Irvine sign, watch out for those Anteaters. So Cali Cal. That's at around midnight, Billy Idol hour of love. 11:03 Eastern, Jerry Palm, our bracketologist, he'll break it all down. And then in studio here, she's amazing, the handicapper, Kelly Stewart. She's going to be on the new Showtime docuseries, Action, which I was watching last night as I was catching my friend Brian Koppelman's Billions. They kept pushing Action on me. And when I see Action, and I, as you know, I have a massive gambling problem, I prefer that show now to anything on television. I have never even seen it, and I'm choosing it now as a full-time that's going to take over my life. I think it's a four-episode thing. I could be wrong. She'll tell me all about it. She was this is what they told me. I don't know her from Adam, but I'm excited to meet her because they told me she was a cocktail waitress, and then the next thing you know, she's, like, taking all the boys' money, which is what I like to hear. As you know, Mafia, how did I do Saturday, Mafia, with my little handicapping problem?
You did incredible. Nailed all the conference championship games.
I mean, literally every one of them. In spreads and money lines. I mean, I was so hot on Saturday, I didn't even think I had to go to church on Sunday. So I didn't. Because I'm a sinner. And because I had to catch a flight at 5 in the morning. Mafia, how fast do you think I drove to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport in the Jag?
Let's see, it was about 5 a.m., so no one on the road. 70 miles an hour speed limit on those four-lane highways. 90?
100, son. I had to tap out at 100. Because I knew Kelly was coming in here tonight, so I thought I'd drive fast for her.
Get that little extra juice, a little extra taste of the Jag before you came back.
She doesn't know that I like to go to exotic cars when I'm on the road. So when I'm on the road doing fights and trips and shows in Vegas, when I'm doing my residency in Vegas, I drive around in exotic sports cars to see how fast I can drive and get away with it. All right, so the tournament field is set. Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Gonzaga are the number one seeds. Did the committee get the seeds and teams right? I'll say this. I saw a lot of people today trying to be clever. You know, a lot of these TV people are so clever. You know, a lot of the shows that you have now on radio and TV, everybody's so smart and everything. I actually heard a guy today selling that it was his theory that he had come up with, that North Carolina is the only team that can beat Duke. I mean, I wonder how long it took him to come up with that one. The one team that beat him twice and then took him to the wire in the ACC game, and they lose by one. I mean, they must pay you millions to come up with such incredible insight and just inside information about who might beat Duke. I mean, and then they sell it out. They put it out like it's his story or something, his pick. That guy couldn't pick his nose in a traffic jam. Stay out of it. Stay out of gambling. We don't want you. You know nothing. Thanks for telling us North Carolina's good. I'm learning something new every day when I listen to you.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I won't name names because I'm too good at hurting feelings. When you look at it, I thought the same thing. As I was staggering through an airport at 5 in the morning, I was like, you know, I think North Carolina's the only team that can even play with them. I mean, bottom line is there's probably about 2 or 3 teams tops that can beat them, right? That's about it. Everything else is just, it's for gambling. None of these small seeds are going to win the NCAA championship. It's not happening. But the games are going to be great and crazy and outrageous every week for the next 3.5 weeks, whatever it is. It's going to be crazy. But at the end of the day, the heavies are going to be standing.
Yeah, I think that from years past where I thought that there was maybe 9 to 15 teams that could win the tournament,
right.
Let's say the last 2, 3, 4 years, I think this year there's only like 4 or 5,
right.
And that's it. But I think that that's going to make the rest of the games in, like, the first round, the second round, like you said, a little bit crazier because all these teams are the same to me. They really are. Other than Duke, UNC, Zags, I think the Zags can definitely get it done. I mean, I don't like any of these teams. Tennessee will lose in the first weekend. Kentucky, I think they could beat North Carolina.
So you think Tennessee's going to Ohio to
I think
lose.
They have a big problem.
They're going to lose to Cincinnati.
Big problem if they face the Bearcats in Columbus. In the second game. I don't like that at all.
I can't wait to see what Kelly Stewart thinks. Last four in were Arizona State, Belmont, Temple, and the Johnnies, with the last four out being Greensboro, Bama, TCU, and my Hoosiers. Indiana. Anyway, they didn't deserve to be there. How's that sound? How's that taste back in Bloomington? Good evening, Indianapolis. I love the Hoosiers, but they really did have some atrocity games. I mean, they lost so many games it made me want to puke. The Rutgers game at the rack, they didn't score for 25 minutes. How do you not score for 25 minutes? My daughter would have dropped 4 threes in 25 minutes. She played in some big playoff game tonight, and they actually came from the bigger schools to watch her. Carver High. We had some recruiting going on tonight.
Is that right?
For young Chop.
Good for her.
She doesn't like to pass the ball or play defense, but she can shoot threes.
That's a good thing, though. That'll get you somewhere.
And she likes to eat a bag of Funyuns after the game and drink an entire, I don't know, 6-pack of soda.
So I got that going.
Then again, who doesn't?
Which is nice.
It is nice. Clayton Kershaw will not be ready for the Dodgers opener. Isn't that awful for everyone? Errol Spence had no issue with Mikey Garcia Saturday night. I got to tell you, the food that I ate in Texas, Deep Elam, God bless you, the food at the stadium. Remember the tacos we had? What'd you have, a burrito?
Yeah, I had the burrito. My girlfriend had the quesadilla. You had the tacos. We covered
Did the burrito stay down? Everything was good?
It was awesome.
How many bowls of popcorn do you think I ate?
25.
That's a great over-under, but it was actually 4. I ate 4 tubs of popcorn. I bought the AT&T Stadium souvenir popcorn bag.
It's bring it home with you in the suitcase?
Oh, yeah. And then I got the Cowboys tall for the, like, chick one. It's like, I don't want the whole stadium bowl. I'd rather just have the female bucket. And I got one of those, too. So I double filled, and they're free refills. I climbed 3,000 steps 3 times to do it. And then the last time, the chick forgot to put salt on it, which was a super fail. Can you imagine, like, getting butter all over your popcorn, like, at the movie theater, and then you forget the salt? Like, you're basically, you're not a good lover. You failed if you don't put popcorn salt. I mean, come on. I use kosher salt now. I've taken it into a whole religion thing. I do the kosher salt. The Jewish salt's way better than the American iodized. I got to tell you that.
So what you're saying is that the food was better than the fight, which is
That's exactly
clear.
What I'm saying, Carver.
That's what you're saying.
You know me well enough. All right. I hit so many conference tournament games. Why hesitate? Now's the time. Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. Thursday to Sunday, we lose our minds this week. Great deal. Better picks. NBA, NHL, college track, boxing, MMA. You name it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Don't forget Pharrell and the Bets tomorrow on Westwood One. Drops on iTunes in the morning. Episode 175. Subscribe free. And follow on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Can you imagine if I had like a handicapping wife mafia, I'd be dead already. You know what I mean? Like, as I'm married with a bunch of kids and everything and a house and the whole deal, and I've been with her forever. She's cool as hell, but she hates sports. She has absolutely zero interest in any of it ever. Like, I have bashes at my house, huge parties. I mean, you can't even fathom the parties. These guys will back me up on this. And, I mean, people falling down in my yard, limousines pulling up, people doing felonies. But she won't watch one play. But if I was with, like, a handicapping chick, I'd be dead already.
The only thing your wife likes about sports is putting your kid in every one possible, making you drive to practice.
She goes to the kids' games and I think sits in a crowd and talks bad about people. She doesn't watch the game, actually. So how do you believe that you became a sports handicapper? How did all of this happen? Tell me the story of how you went from, is this all true, cocktail waitress to handicapper?
Well, it's partially true. So
that's just what they're selling us.
Well, I mean, it's easy to sell that, right? Because it just sounds like I'm like some chick with a tray running around, you know.
No, you can make a ton of money in Vegas being a cocktail waitress.
That's the thing. I worked at a nightclub. We did bottle service. I'm not the tray waitress dropping off, you know, Jack and Cokes to the guys at the slot machine.
But a lot of money in the bottle end of things.
There really was. And so I graduated from college in the middle of the recession, and I'm like, oh, God. Right. I'm probably not even going to get a job because I had a 2.5.
Are you from out there?
No, I'm from Kansas.
All right.
So I went to Kansas State, and I graduated from college, and I'm like, well, cool. So nobody's hiring. And my girlfriend's like, let's move to Vegas. This girl I know that works at this nightclub at the Wynn can get us a job. I said, okay, done. And for 8 years, that was my life, and it was awesome.
So did you work at the Wynn, too?
I worked at the Wynn. I worked at the Bellagio.
So I did that Tony Hawk's skate park event there. Okay. Remember when it was there?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had that thing there? I hosted that. That was pretty cool. I stayed there. I brought my son out there. That was a bad decision.
Probably.
Kids. He was like a little kid.
I was going to say he's a little guy.
Well, so now what have you turned it into? Obviously, great things are happening. You're doing the show. We'll talk about the show in a minute, but what is this? You're full-time sports bettor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do a ton of media, right?
Right.
So the media stuff has just been more recent. I've always done stuff over the years because everybody's like, who's this chick?
Right.
We want to have her on.
Right.
You know, you can have a fat guy in a fedora. You can have me. So.
Right. I'd rather have you than a fat guy in a fedora.
Usually that's how it works.
It pretty much works out.
I mean, it was funny. Today, my mom, we were walking around Central Park after we had breakfast, and I said something. She goes, yeah, but you can hang with the guys. And I go, Mom, everybody knows that. But the idea is that so can 85% of the other guys.
Did you, you did the show today. Were you on there with my friend Scott Stanford on
Yeah,
the
that
HQ?
Was my first time with Scott.
So I'm good friends with him. I work out with him once in a while. I see him every day, like, working out. And I've done his, he used to be the sports anchor at Channel 11 here in Manhattan. So he lives in my town. And I'm good friends with him. And he asked me to do that show that he's doing this week. He's doing it this week. He doesn't always do it.
That's the first time I've ever been on with him.
So
it was
did
great.
You have fun?
I did, but it was different. So I usually do the show from home.
Right.
We do like a four square. I can see everybody.
Right.
If the camera comes to me, even though the tee up isn't correct. So anyway, it was kind of weird.
Do you go on HQ a lot?
I'm on every day.
Oh, all right.
So I don't watch. I love it. It's great. I mean, it's one of those digital platforms. So if you don't want commercials, you don't want any of the BS, you just go and you watch and you get picks from me and the other Sportsline experts.
One of the guys here, Bill Ryder, he does a show on there too.
I was trying to get on Bill's show tomorrow. They're trying to put me on Wednesday, but I kind of promised my mom that I was done at 10 a.m.
So do you do it on a Skype thing when you're doing it?
Is that Skype or TVU, depending on where you're at.
Right.
And it's actually great quality. I mean, it's 2019. You should be able to do that.
So you play a lot in Vegas. Where do you bet?
So I'm not allowed to bet at a couple of the casinos anymore.
Why is that? Because you cleaned them out?
They don't like people that win. I mean, that's pretty well known. You're starting to learn that in New Jersey from
some
of these
things. I lived there twice.
You're starting to learn. New Jersey's doing the same thing, where people start getting cut off and they want to know why. And if you're well connected in the industry and you have, if you can beat the line on a regular basis, if you follow steam, if you just generally can beat them, they don't want you. I'm at the Westgate a lot. It's one of my favorites. Those guys take great care of me. If you guys go down there, nicest sports books in Vegas.
I used to go there when it was the Hilton? I lived there in 93 when it was the Hilton.
Oh, wow.
And so I used to go there literally every day and play.
You're lucky you didn't
Hilton.
Get shot.
I mean, everything happened to me there.
The Hilton was terrible.
I had some of my best wins there ever and some of my worst losses there ever.
Yeah.
In less than a half a second, lose a wad of money. I mean, it was crazy. But they, you know, now it's the Westgate. They got a nice little thing going with ESPN that they're their book. So that's where you do it mostly?
So usually there, and then a little bit at CG, a little bit at Caesars. You get It just depends. I mean, I'm line shopping basically at the end of the day. Whoever wants to give me the best number or the best money line.
And so are you glad that you moved out to Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, it's
you
really
like it?
It's changed my life. You know, Vegas and I had a love-hate for a long time. Vegas is a tough city to live in. As you know, you're married with kids. I wouldn't recommend people that are married with children to live there, but it's got great restaurants. I can fly anywhere in the world almost direct.
I used to do my show there twice and live there. I did it. I lived in the Mandalay Bay and did it. And then I do a ton of shows out there every year.
You lived in the Mandalay Bay.
That seems
hard to do.
I did it for a year and every day. And that sports book, the radio studio there at the sports book, I was the first one they put in there. And the bottom line was, is I didn't sleep for a year or eat. I don't remember. I just drank and did drugs.
And, yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. Like, when they come to visit, I'm like, I live here. I will come see you for a little bit of time.
I'll stop in for a half hour.
You know, I had some of my best friends from high school, and I went out with them. We watched the K-State game, and I was like, okay, I'm taking an Uber home. They're like, why? We're going to go to
so
this nightclub.
I'm on this K-State game. You brought it up to me. I didn't know you went there. So you just said, who do you like in the Iowa State game? And I was like, I think, and what is it, the Irvine's playing K-State? I think Irvine can beat them.
No, and I'm not discrediting that, but the thing is that you have to look at it from a line perspective here. Listen, Anteaters have been really hot. They won, what, 15
16,
or their last 16 or something. And you're looking at this team going, you know, I can see that on paper. This K-State team has a really great defense, but without Dean Wade, it scares me. It's terrible, honestly. And by all means, I've heard he's no for Friday for sure.
Right.
And that's what I have to go with is the guys that I know there. You know, he went and saw the doctor today. I'm hoping something changes, but it's almost like, do you want to hurt Dean Wade? Not really.
No.
So we've seen it hurt Dean Wade a couple times.
How did you get land this TV gig? That's pretty exciting. With the how did they approach you?
The Showtime guys.
Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy. They're just like, hey, somebody sent me an email, and I get emails all the time for random stuff, and you're just like, yeah, sure.
Right.
Nobody said Showtime at first. It was like Boardwalk, you know, because it's like a production company,
right,
and then they sell it to whoever.
Sure.
And he was like, I think Showtime's going to buy it. I've got this great idea. And I'm like, yeah, sure, bro. And they followed me around for a few weeks, and I was a total not nice person because I'm like, okay, it's football season. Like, I'm done moving my schedule for you guys. Like,
did they make it real? Like,
it's all
like a real thing.
And
this guy, this crack guy,
Crack and I are good friends.
So it's just he's a heavy bettor and you're a heavy bettor and they follow you.
Yeah, and, you know, there's five or six other people on the show, none of which I've met. And so it's like this kind of crazy thing that they kind of fuse us all together from what I understand. So truth be told, I haven't watched the show.
Right.
I did get episodes sent to me and they're like, what do you mean you haven't watched it? I'm like, well, we're planning this big party with some of my friends. Cause I think it'd be more fun to watch it live with some of my good friends, have some beers, hang out by the pool, you know, cause it's March in Vegas. So we can
I
be
do
at
the
pool.
Same thing. I do NFL Network. I've never watched it. I saw it on a plane one day. I don't watch it, but I do it. You know what I mean? I tape thousands of them. I just don't care. So, but do you think, you haven't seen it, but when you did you get the feeling like it was badass? Like it was really cool? Because it seems cool what they've edited.
You know, for me, it's like this. It's like, this is my life. Like, I don't feel like my life's exciting. Like, I remember he's like, okay, cool. We're going to film you watching the games at the sportsbook. I'm like, I don't watch the games at the sportsbook.
You just go bad.
He goes, what do you mean? Well, I don't even go to the sportsbook.
You just do it on your phone.
I have every app that I need. You go to a website, you have an app, you have whatever you need at your computer. And he's like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to watch the games with my French bulldog on the couch. And he goes, can we film that? I'm like, absolutely not.
Did you start your whole bankroll yourself? You went out there and said, I'm going to start betting on sports with nothing. And then you built it into this little empire.
So, you know, you mentioned you make good money working at the nightclub. So I had money saved up and I would bet 50, 100 bucks a game here and there. And next thing you know, it grew in nickels and dimes.
Right.
And then I got a little out of control.
Right.
I had to reel myself back in, which is something I try to always teach people is like, hey, money management is really important. And you have to go broke. I fully believe it to really learn. Not broke, but like you have to scare yourself a little. Yeah, you do. You're going to have those roller coaster rides where you're going, oh, man, this is bad.
It's dangerous.
And it is. And it's something that people really need to learn. And I try to teach everybody. Like when they're like, how much do you love this game? I'm like, bro, I'm back to nickels and dimes.
Right.
If I love something, that's it.
So we go, we're there a lot doing the show. I do the show at the D a lot downtown.
Oh, nice, with Derek.
And I'm there all the time doing the show, Super Bowl week, first week of football, blah, 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 March Madness. And so when I'm there, these two and myself, typically what I'll do is let's say I'm there for like 12 days. I'll bet on literally every game, every night, everything that's on the board, but all just nickel and dime. You know, I'm doing about 20 or 40 a pop every game. I never freak out. I'm never doing C notes or, you know, $1,500 on games or things like that, or $1,500 nights. I don't do that. I used to, but now I bet small all night, and I get every game going. And at the end of the week, I'm usually sitting with a nice fat pocket. Bottom line, I don't freak out. I just do it small.
Well, and I think it's important to everybody to understand, like, how much are you willing to lose?
Right.
Without it being either detrimental or you being upset about it. And that's where I found, like, anymore, this is where I'm at, and this is what I'm totally okay with.
So that's all you do to pay your bills and do all these shows,
well,
and
I do
to
shows
promote
and,
yourself.
And media stuff, right? So I have a regular job. I work for a company called Wager Talk.
Right.
I'm the director of media relations, so I host all of their videos,
right.
Do a ton of their social media stuff. So, yeah, I have a regular job. There's been times where I haven't before the legislation got passed.
Right.
And it can get dicey sometimes, right? Like, it's great when
for
it's
sure.
great. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, cool. I just hit a 15-to-1 ticket. Right. I'm going to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Well, that's not how real life works.
I have a friend that does, the mafia knows him. He's a full-time professional horse bettor. So he plays the ponies only, and that's all he does. And I'm talking about, you know, between $750 and a mil a half a year. That's what he does.
That's awesome.
That's all he does. That's all this guy does all day. And he's really the coolest dude ever. But when he goes in there with his stuff.
His racing forms,
he's
yeah.
He's creepy. Like, he's gone. Like, once he walks in that door, it's the last you're seeing of him. And, you know, the whole day, every day. And that's what he does. And he's a freak. When we come back, I want to talk about the tournament. You want to hit some games?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Kelly Stewart, she's on the new show on Showtime called Action. And it looks absolutely badass. It premieres Sunday, March 24th at 8 Eastern. I think that's this Sunday, right? It's this Sunday. So it's on right before Billions, which is like, that's a nice lead-in now. A cool gambling show right into basically a show about gambling. Billions is crazy. I love this show. I've never missed an episode.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Kelly Stewart is here. She's on the new show Action on Showtime. It's very exciting. It debuts Sunday at 8 Eastern on Showtime, right before Billions. That's a great lead-in for you guys because I think a lot of people are going to watch it. I think people dig it anyway. So I like this story that you were telling me about your career there. So when you started, like, you were telling me about this big bet that you hit that got you made because you were like, let's just say in French, nobody. And there you go. You go out and you land this huge bet. And then all of a sudden the people like Don Best start calling you to be a tout.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it really was crazy because I was just a recreational bettor, right? Like, I'd go to the sportsbook with my friends, and you just kind of, like, bet games based on, hey, I feel this way, or I look at it this way, or there's a situation here, or, hey, Alabama has so-and-so on deck. I mean, you could look at it from that, but as far as the numbers game went, I had no idea. I knew that there was math behind it.
Right.
I didn't like math
right.
unless it involved money.
I skipped school that day.
Right? So it was kind of this weird—
smoking weed.
Right? Exactly. So— here's me, and I go into the sportsbook one night before work at the Bellagio, and I place a bunch of bets, and I had three games that I really like straight up. I sprinkled a little bit on the money line. I was like, you know, I'm going to put $100 on all three parlayed
right.
on the money line.
Right.
Rutgers to beat Arkansas, K-State to beat Oklahoma, which everybody calls a homer pick, but it really wasn't at that point in time. That was the year that they should have won the big – that was the year they should have won the national championship. And then Oregon State to beat UCLA.
Right.
And so I paid 85-1, and all of a sudden, I get a call from the newspaper. Hey, we want to interview you. We want to talk to who you are about your – we saw your ticket on Twitter. And Todd Furman, who also does the HQ show with me, called me from Don Best and said, hey, we want to have – I'm like, bro, I'm making great money at the nightclub. I don't want to come sell picks. I don't want to do anything. And he's like, well, you listen to me. Like, I know that you're legit and you have a general idea. If you would just let us mold you – and show you the actual analytics and some other stuff behind the game, like, you can make a ton of money. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I go in there, and I got this little jersey. They're like, here, bring some different outfits, whatever. Well, I worked at a nightclub, so, like, our outfits were, you know,
yeah,
nightclub outfits.
Scantily clad.
Yeah, and so I had this jersey on and boy shorts, and they're all looking at me like, who is this girl?
Right.
And they put me in front of a camera. I'm in front of a green screen. They're like, okay, tell us about your three favorite games. Go. And I just started listing off reasons why I liked games. And next thing you know, John, who is the producer, put it together, and it was really funny.
Right.
And everybody's like, why didn't you take those off YouTube? And I'm like, because I'm not ashamed of it. I thought I was having a really good time.
Right.
So that ticket kind of molded into doing some stuff. Then the newspaper was like, hey, do you want to come write articles for us? Do you want to do more stuff? Do you want to do this radio spot? And it kind of just started to articulate
it
from
evolved.
There. And, you know, with the new legislation being passed last May, everything has just absolutely exploded.
Do you think, Kelly Stewart was, do you think that, like just off the beaten path, do your friends think you're a freak? Because, like, I guarantee, like, my guess is that not many of your girly friends are handicappers, that you would be the one, and do they think you're, like, something's wrong with you?
Well, this
like,
is funny.
I don't know women that bet on sports, to be honest with you. Many. Let's just face facts.
I don't know any.
So there you go. So did they think you were a freak? Your friend's like, what's wrong with Kelly? She's always going down to the sports book.
Well, I think it's like my friends growing up knew that I was into sports. We all played sports or we were into sports. And then it carried over to college where I was, like, really into the Big 12 because that was K-State's conference. So college football, college basketball. And they were like, how do you know all these other players from the other teams? I'm like, well, you have to know. That way, you know, your expectation level, are we going to win this game? And I would start kind of looking at spreads then. So, like, I knew the spread of the game, like, oh, we better win this game. And if we didn't, as I remember, we were like 13.5-point favorites against Fresno State. And I was irate, obviously not sober either. And my friend's like, why are you so mad? I'm like, we should have won this game by 2 touchdowns, according to Vegas. And they're looking at me like I'm insane.
Did you bet on college football when you were there? Did you start betting in college with mommy and daddy's money?
I wish mommy and daddy's money put me through college. It did not. But I'm actually still paying for that. But
okay, so did you bet in college with the little money that you had then?
The first time I went to Vegas, I was 19. I had a fake ID, and that was when I placed my first sports bet.
Right.
And it was a loser. And then it kind of articulated from there. I was always like a big gambler. I always enjoyed gambling. So it just kind of carried over where you get tired of losing your money at the blackjack.
What kind of gambling do you like?
I like to play poker. I like a little blackjack. But
do you like free bet blackjack?
Free bet blackjack. I like Switch.
When you get drunk and you just get to switch the top two cards.
I don't really like Switch. I never got into it. I like the free bet. The free bet is fun.
He's a junkie.
Where do you play free bet? Downtown?
Everywhere.
I'm not trying to get shot.
You can't play free bet.
You can't get shot downtown.
Like, you can barely get a free bet game on the strip. Like,
I don't. But you don't gamble. I mean, if you're going to gamble, don't.
Somebody got shot outside the Four Queens, remember, like a month ago?
See? You think I'm joking. You think I'm joking. It's not a joke. It's real. It's real life.
It's real.
Free bet games magic,
living your
though.
Best life down on Fremont Street. I want to get, like, what did you think of the brackets and everything? I'm not going to freak out with you or anything, but what did you think the first time you looked at it? Did you see any money?
You know, there's a few interesting dynamics on the brackets, and there's a few teams that...
Do you want to see it here?
Yeah, let me double check it, just because I worked on it last night.
I just want you to know, I can't remember anything without something in front of me because I smoked a lot of weed
Normally I bring my notes, but I didn't because I was just like, oh, we're going to talk about action. Okay. So the first thing that sticks out to me, Florida +2 is really interesting dynamic. Here's this Nevada team.
I made a lot of money with them last week.
I've made a lot of money with this team as an underdog this season, and here's a Nevada team that I think is really overrated and has been for a better part of the season because they made the Sweet 16 last year. All of a sudden, they were the darling to win the national championship. The team out of the Mountain West is not happening. Truth be told, that's one of the conferences I used to follow a lot living in Nevada.
Sure.
Mountain West is absolute garbage. We don't need to touch on UC Irvine, K-State, because we kind of already talked about that with Dean Wade. Iowa State, Ohio State's an interesting dynamic because the line is about 2 points too high.
Right.
And it has me questioning. That's why I asked what you made the game.
I just think they're better than
Iowa State's absolutely better.
State's barely better than Indiana.
They might not even be, truth be told.
They beat them in Bloomington by 3 on a last-second 3, but I don't think they're playing better than Indiana was at the end of the season.
The game that I have the biggest lopsided numbers from Vegas, I have St. Mary's +1.5 versus Villanova.
Yeah,
That's a 4-point difference. That tells me to absolutely hammer.
Did you watch
St. Mary's
game when they beat
Gonzaga?
Yeah,
I had St. Mary's in that game.
Do you really think that they can do that again and beat another heavy? Villanova,
but Villanova's not heavy.
But they are. But they play a heavy schedule.
Oh God, I just don't think they're that good.
But you don't think that WCC is like pansy ass schedule?
Yeah, so is Gonzaga's pansy-ass schedule, too? I mean, do you think Gonzaga's going to make the Final Four?
But Gonzaga plays in a lot of, you know, heavies, like tourneys and stuff.
Yeah,
in the
beginning of the year,
they play a lot of base. So the difference is St. Mary's doesn't. Then all of a sudden, they beat their ass. I couldn't even believe it. Everybody got burned on that bet.
I didn't. But you got to pay attention. I'm an underdog better. Like, obviously, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these dogs. I want dogs that can win outright. I'm looking at Yale.
To pay.
I'm looking at Yale. I already missed the boat on Northeastern. I'm so pissed about that.
Right.
Went from 11 to 7. That is major money moving that number.
So the ship already sailed. You still don't think they can handle that?
I wouldn't be surprised to see some Kansas money come in between now and tip off, but I don't think it's
gonna, I think they stink.
They're terrible. That's what we were talking about before the show. But that's the thing is, if I could have got 11 and now it's 7, do I just stay away?
What do you think is going to happen to your life now that you're going to be on Showtime for a month and everyone's going to start, you know, it's going to balloon into all kinds of other things. It's going to be, I mean, you think that, what'd you say, the people were calling you before? you think Don Best, I think they're going to go a little higher than Don and his friends. This could be huge for you. Are you ready to, like, freak out? I think you're going to freak out a little bit, aren't you?
I don't know. I feel like this is also
You can't
very
pretend like it's not going to freak you out.
Okay, well, I think it already is. I mean, I laughed this morning when I got to the hotel and I got a call from one of the guys at Showtime. And he's like, hey, I'm going to take care of you today. And I'm like, what? I need a handler? He's like, I got you a coffee from Starbucks. That's Do you need anything else? And
we
I'm like,
work with them.
It's so funny to me because I'm like, you're amazing. Can you just follow me around every day? I'm like, hi, can you grab my phone charger out of my bag? Like, sorry, I'm mic'd in. Like, you know what I mean? That's not me at all.
We work for the Showtime boxing people. We do all the Showtime
That's
fights.
Awesome.
So CBS owns Showtime. That's right. How, so I've been going doing their fights forever. Do you like going to sporting events?
I love it. It's my favorite thing. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see, like, that's one of my favorite things to do. I don't get a lot.
Right.
I don't get to do it a lot. Thursday games are great. Sunday night games, Monday night games, because scheduling.
Right.
The worst thing you could ever do to yourself is bet a full college football slate and then be on an airplane or be at a game with no service because you know how those stadiums have. So I try to stay away from that.
So are you, like, single? What do you do?
I have a boyfriend. He bets sports professionally.
So you fell in love with a handicapper?
I think he fell in love with me. And I didn't mean to fall in love back.
Do you school him betting? Are you better than him?
So we're different kind of sports bettors, okay? So he is a strict market player. So he sits there and he's got his Don Best screen open.
Right.
And he bets strictly steam, strictly market. He arbitrages games.
Right.
So he's got 40 accounts and he says, okay, I'm going to bet the money line here. I'm going to bet the plus +5 here.
Right.
And is just looking to make, you know, if you're betting, you know, dimes, and you can bet on both sides.
I got like 45 seconds. What do? Sit around the breakfast table and analyze each other's action every day?
A lot of times we don't talk about it because we're on different sides.
Oh, and you guys don't even talk about sports.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't. But the other day, actually, I was really laughing because he goes, what's your favorite bet today? I go, Iowa State. He goes, I bet Baylor.
Does he get jealous when you have big hits? Does he get jealous? Or do you guys have good relations after you hit a big bet and he doesn't?
I think you have to keep that separate. But yeah, there's some definite resentment sometimes.
It's really great meeting you. I'll be rooting for you from now on. I'll tell my friends that I had you on the show. And good luck with action on Showtime. And keep knocking them dead in Vegas. It's really a pleasure to meet you, Kelly. Thanks for having me on. All right, Kelly Stewart of Action on Showtime. Don't forget, it starts Sunday at 8 Eastern. And she's awesome, and I'm glad she likes gambling on sports because that's all we like to do around here is bet on sports.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.